you know, a big emphasis we're going to have is, you know, we want to set a foundation of coming out and stopping the run. You know, we think that they're going to be a good running team. They got a nice O-line. They got some real good skill position players in the backfield. So, you know, a point of emphasis for us coming Friday night is stopping the run.
Red has worked every day so far. How's he done?
Good. He needs to get out there and obviously get used to the heat and that kind of stuff. You know, we had some scheduled days off for him just because of the size of the man. But, it's a situation that he's adjusting well. And, you know, he's controlling his body weight the way we want him to.
You're talking about size, stopping the run, helping stop the run. What else do you need to do to be more effective against the run?
Well, I think a lot of it is technique. It's going to be the second year in our system, you know, going from, you know, what they've done in the past to an attack front. And I think the guys really made some good improvements in the offseason because it was a technique-orientated practices. So I think that's going to be a big part along with the added size that we've had.
Todd, is Andre developing more pass rush moves?
Yeah, you know, we were just in watching one-on-one from yesterday, and he had a real nice spin versus Pastores, and that's the first time he's shown that. So with his get-off and his ability to get the edge, the spin is going to be a big part of his foundation, yes.
Starters, you only use it that quarter. Are you going to have your usual rotation or just play starters a quarter and then move up to the
limit? It's going to depend on the drives, you know, how long a drive goes. We're going to treat it as we have eight up probably for the first quarter and a half. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because once again, we're going to play a lot of guys this season. We've got some quality depth that we feel, and we want to make sure they all get in the game in big-time situations.
Todd, how much better equipped are you guys this year to affect the quarterback than you were last year?
You know, I think we got some more speed, and I think that's going to be important. Ryan is really adjusting. You can see late in the year he pressured and disrupted the quarterback some, and now he's getting a good feel for rushing inside. I think Senderic, you know, once again late in the year, he did a nice job rushing. And then just the addition of Brancher improving and bringing Chris in. So I think we can disrupt the quarterback more than we did last year.
Is the three Leos, that the green, what do you guys call that, green?
Yeah, lightning.
Lightning?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Is that just a third down package, or can you use it other spots?
We just use it on third down. Depending on, you know, on the game on Friday night, we might have four Leos in the game at a time on third down. So we're trying to see what the best mixture is to disrupt a quarterback, and the preseason is time to do that.
What did you see when you decided to bring Ziggy Hood in, and what is it that you want to see from him on Friday?
The biggest thing is we know he's a stout run defender, and he's adjusted well into the package. It was a little bit of a slow process during OTAs, but he's really taken off here in training camp. So we want to see him against, you know, we're anticipating some man and some gap schemes, which is a little bit different than our offense does. So we want to see how well he holds up, but more importantly, when he gets a one-on-one rush, we feel he's athletic enough to disrupt also.
I was going to say, is he a three technique?
Yeah, he's going to play three technique for us. As we get in, you know, he might take a couple nose spots, but we'd like to keep him out of that position.
A little more on Chris Clements, obviously you know well coming in here, but besides on the field, he brings a lot off the field into the room, leadership. Mm-hmm. What has he done for the younger Leos?
He's kind of taken Chris Smith under his wing, talking to him a lot about the details, the package, you know, how to study film, what you do in a position meeting. A lot of guys just sit there, but, you know, Clem's really taught Chris how to take notes, what to study when he's studying film, and just the expectations, you know, that he brings. You know, there's a standard that he plays by and what he accepts out of our group, and it's raised that standard since he's been here.